It's being called a black day for Belgium.
The priority for us now is to look after the injured and the wounded.
Belgian Prime Minister Charles Michel speaking after two deadly terror attacks ripped through Brussels. In the last hour, London Mayor Boris Johnson has said one person from the UK may be hurt. Kayleigh Harvey reports.
At least 15 people died in a bombing at the metro station near the EU headquarters, while two blasts at the city's main airport before that killed up to 13 people, according to local media. There were two explosions at the city's main airport in the departure home. Unconfirmed reports say shots were fired and shouting was heard in Arabic before the blast. Footage from inside the building shows ceiling tiles lying across the floor and suitcases abandoned. Reporter Alex Rossi was at the airport when the blast happened.
We heard two very loud explosions. We didn't just hear them though. We felt the walls around us shake. We could smell whatever the explosive device was. There was smoke coming through into the area we were in. Very hard to say how close we were to it. It felt quite close, but the blast could have been redirected by the shape of the building. Not quite clear how close we were to it. And then lots of distressed people, panicked people, some of them finding cover, because at that point we thought there may be another explosion. We didn't know what the cause of that explosion was. My instinct was telling me that this was a terrorist attack. It couldn't have been anything else but an explosion caused by a bomb. And then of course the streams of people coming towards us. I saw one woman who was covered in blood coming down her face. Lots of people crying, other people trying to call their loved ones. Lots of confusion. The authorities, of course, also, you forget this, they're caught up in this. They don't know what's going on. They're frightened. They don't know what to respond. There's no information coming to them as to what to do or what is happening.
And David Garcia was travelling on the metro when it was attacked.
After a while, there started to be some smoke on the tunnel. You could smell it. We were close at that moment to the Malbec station. And you could hear some people screaming from in the distance.
We've been speaking to First Minister Nicola Sturgeon.
Scottish Government officials have been in contact with Scottish Government staff who are based in Brussels to firstly check that they're all safe and accounted for. We are also in close contact with the Foreign and Commonwealth Office and will continue to be so. I will convene a meeting of the Scottish Government Resilience Committee later on today to make sure that as we get more information, then any implications at all for our own security are acted upon. I've spoken to Police Scotland and the Chief Constable already this morning to make sure that appropriate steps have been taken to reassure the public. But the message to the public here is be vigilant, but there's no cause for fear or panic or alarm.
All flights to and from Brussels have been cancelled. Glasgow Airport's continuing to operate at a heightened security level. One flight, which left Edinburgh Airport for the Belgian capital this morning, landed safely after being diverted. Scottish MEP Alan Smith rushed to make sure all his colleagues in Brussels were safe.
First priority was to make sure that all of my Brussels team and friends and colleagues were all fine. Thus far, everybody seems to be accounted for. The Parliament's now in lockdown. Nobody's getting in or out. But we're obviously very shaken, and our thoughts are with everybody who's been affected.
All public transport systems in Brussels have been closed, and 225 extra troops are being deployed onto the streets. Eurostar has been suspended, and Callum Steele is the General Secretary for the Scottish Police Federation.
The simple fact is that whatever the cause that individuals think they're seeking to project as a terrorism in its own right will always be unjustifiable. Nothing under any circumstances can justify a terrorist attack on any citizens in any part of the world.
David Cameron has chaired an emergency Cobra meeting, and the Belgian Prime Minister says there's no information as to whether this morning's killings are related to last week's arrest of the main suspect in November's terror attacks in Paris. Facebook has activated its safety check system to help people track friends and loved ones in Brussels.
In other news, was Brian McCandy the victim of a random attack, or was he targeted deliberately? The police are looking for the public's help in finding the 67-year-old's killer. They are trying to find two men spotted talking to Brian on the evening of Friday, March the 11th, the day before his body was found at his home near Rothie Norman, but they're not being treated as suspects. And a top Northeast brewer's launching a new beer brand to help some of the poorest people in the world. BrewDog's teaming up with Social Bite to launch Brewgooder, and all the profits profits will go to clean water projects around the world. Remember, you can find out the latest from Brussels on our website and Twitter at North Sound News, and we'll keep you updated throughout the day.